Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Aren't adventurers supposed to have a specific purpose? What are you doing on this quest? Just meeting strangers?
Yep, my purpose is to have no purpose. Though, I sort of find purpose as I go.
My basket! It's missing!
I have tried many means of defense, but none have yet proven successful.
I just wish someone would succeed in getting that darn sword.
I am under attack by this ruffian!
I want to be big and strong and fight evil.
I have hope that if you show up at her door, she might listen.
Want to help me yell at them? With your sword? In a threatening manner?
Sidequesting is a fantasy podcast about avoiding the main plot. It follows Ryan, an adventurer who's willing to help just about anyone out, as long as they're not being asked to deal with that scary wizard everyone keeps talking about. Subscribe today on your favorite podcast app.
Hello, friends! Well, I'm in the middle of something right now, so excuse my breathlessness. You see, we're about to go over a waterfall. We're in the middle of Pflugerville's annual regatta obstacle course race, and some trickster otters tricked us, and we're headed straight for a waterfall. Hopefully, Captain Lucy can get us out of this mess. Well, let's get back to it!
So, the waterfall is getting closer. Pulling to starboard doesn't seem to be helping.
I can see that now. At this point, we can't fight the current. There's gotta be a way to soften the blow when we go over, cause we're going over.
Can the bagels somehow soften the blow? The yoga mats! Well, I don't think now's a very good time to be doing some yoga. Though I do have a crink in my neck that I can't seem to get out, so maybe...
Kapow, you genius! So glad I included that yoga room on the boat. We can use the yoga mats to create a cushion for when we go over the falls. The material is waterproof and buoyant.
Buoyant?
That means it can float, so it won't sink, but will pop us back out of the water. It's a long shot, but worth a try. Let's collect the mats.
Here's all the yoga mats. Now what?
Let's tie them together and put them on the side of the boat, port side, and once we go over, in midair, I'll whip them around so they center under the boat.
Maybe I can do something.
No, you're not allowed to use your superpowers. I'm not gonna break the regatta rules for this. Trust me, this might work.
I trust you.
Okay, hurry, let's assemble the mats.
Here come the fall. Hold on to your bagels, everyone! It worked! By golly, it worked!
Unbelievable.
Mama genius, child.
That was very improbable.
Oh, wait! We're tipping now to port side! The yoga mats! They flew back up!
Everyone brace yourselves. The boat is tipping. We're hitting water.
Everyone okay?
My heart will always go on. Wait a minute. This water is shallow. Even I can stand in it.
No, the chocolate sails. They're melting away in the water. And the boat, it's stuck on its side.
This water, it's hot.
It's a hot spring.
Oh, it's too early for my bath, but I'll take one. Anyone have bubbles? Bath bomb?
What are we gonna do about the chocolate sails? I can right the boat again, but we don't have any materials to make new sails.
We can go find new materials. There might be some around here.
Where are we?
It looks like we're on the outskirts of a swamp.
Looks like a place I don't want to go.
We should go.
That's my best friend, everybody. Always suggesting we go into the scary, dangerous places.
A swamp might have a lot of good materials that we can turn into sails.
Bobby's right. There are so many different species of plants and animals that make up a swamp's biosphere.
My fear, exactly.
There's bound to be something in there that can be fashioned into sails. Look for reeds, lily pads, tree bark, anything.
Grabsack and I can search this side of the river, and you and Kapow can search that side. Lenore can watch the boat.
Behind always, soldier.
Mr. Snood said that if we ever left our boat, we would just have to get back on at the exact spot we left it. So let's just do a quick search in the area and come back as soon as we can.
Are you sure you don't want me to watch the boat? I'm really good at sitting and watching. One of my specialties.
Let's go, Grabsack.
No, oh, okay, I'm coming. Best sidekick ever.
Good luck. See you soon.
Sure is dark in this here swamp. Lots of tree coverage. Ah, a mosquito! I mean, I think. I couldn't see, but I think I got a bug bite. Hoo-hoo, itchy. Remember when we had problems at the Super Fun Fun Fair? Oh, those were the days. Now we're in a swamp. And it's dark. And it's stinky. And I'm trudging through water. Am I rambling? I might be rambling, but you know, Bobby.
Grabsack, be very quiet.
Why am I being quiet, Bobby Wonder?
There's an alligator just over there, watching us.
An alligator? Okay, no big deal. Never a sloth or a deer or a happy fun animals. It's always an alligator.
Let's just angle ourselves away and move slowly to our starboard side.
You mean right? We're not on a boat anymore.
Slowly.
Did that alligator just burp?
Yes.
Okay, just checking. That's the first time I've ever seen an alligator burp. And hopefully the last.
Here, this is a path.
This is not a path. This is a scattering of bushes and reeds and definitely not a path.
Look at these water ferns. Do you think we can sew them into a sail?
You're really asking me for my opinion on this? Well, I know I had a stock company and all, and I am multi-talented, but I do not know anything about swamp plants or sewing. This one time on floor by...
The alligator.
Didn't we leave him?
He's behind you. Don't freak out.
Bobby, can you please just use your superpowers to, like, fling the alligator away? Or maybe fly us out of here?
I told Lucy I wouldn't use my powers. She was very insistent we'd not break the rules. If we're gonna win this race, we have to do it fairly.
I do admire you, Bobby Wonder. You're right. Being a superhero isn't just about using your super strength or your flying ability, but it's about doing the right thing. You are wonderful, Bobby Wonder. Bobby Wonder! Bobby Wonder!
Thanks, Grabstack, but can you not praise me so loudly right now? That alligator is still creeping closer.
Maybe he just likes your blue hair. The llama did.
Yeah, and the llama turned out to be Robozuki.
Maybe this alligator is Robozuki, too. He's not gonna fool me again. Hey, you, alligator! Or should I say Robozuki? You stop right there!
What did you say, little cricket?
The jig's up, Robozuki. I know it's you. You might have fooled us with the cute llama bit, but we're not falling for it again.
I have no idea what you're talking about, but you seem like a nice aperitif.
Grabsack, I don't think this is Robozuki. I think this is a real alligator.
What else would I be? Now step a little closer so I can get a whiff of you.
Just a little play. I like to put on, you know? See, I'm an actor, you see, and I like to do live theater bits in public with others. What's your name, sir?
Anthony.
Anthony? Well, can I call you Tony?
No.
Okay, Anthony. Well, you should consider yourself lucky that you are getting an in-person performance from me, Grabstack of Florp. I'm a much revered actor. Would you like me to do a song? Maybe a little dance? Hey, what about a tap dance? So, Anthony the alligator isn't too happy with me, but maybe I can charm him with my performance skills. Come right back while I try to think of some other things I can do to cheer up this alligator.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome back. So, Anthony the Alligator isn't liking my performance, which is a first for me, but I'm not giving up yet. I am an actor, producer, director, and my bag of tricks is never ending. So, you're not a fan of tap dance, improv comedy, stand-up comedy, any comedy, miming, interpretive dance, ballet, juggling, voice work?
No.
Grubstack, I don't think he likes anything you're doing.
Just keep backing away. What about gymnastics?
This is a bad idea.
Okay, what's your deal, Anthony? How can you not like any of those amazing performative art forms at all? You must like something.
I like eating.
Ooh, me too.
I like sleeping.
Love that. We're like twins. Twinning. This is so much fun and unexpected. We're basically brothers.
And I like chasing.
Oh, you lost me there, but I'm gonna go ahead and give that to you. Bobby, run!
Hurry, up this tree. I think we lost him.
That was terrifying. I can't believe Anthony dislikes the arts. The injustice of it all.
I can't believe you kept up that conversation for a whole 5 minutes.
5 minutes? That felt like 20 years.
Let's just wait here a minute to make sure he's gone.
See, this is why I didn't want to come into the swamp, Bobby. Nothing good ever happens in a swamp. Even in Florp, the swamps were extra swampy. I'll have to take you back one day. To Florp, not to a swamp. Never to a swamp. Who was I talking about?
Grubstack, look. Down in the water.
What? Please don't say it's Anthony.
No, look at the water, how it's glistening. What is that down below?
It's so shiny, and I like it.
Here, I'll lower you down and you grab it.
Me? Why me?
You're smaller. I can hold us up in the tree with my legs.
Why? If you insist, I'm the sidekick after all.
Okay, here goes. Angle yourself.
Slowly. Slowly.
Grab it.
Got it. Pull me up. Pull me up.
The tree branch broke.
We better run. That was loud. Hurry to another tree before good old Anthony comes after us.
Phew, that was close. Sorry about the crash.
I'm used to it by now.
What was in the water?
This.
Oh, it's so shiny.
It's a coin. I wonder if it's gold.
It looks silver.
It's dark in this here swamp. It could be gold.
Wonder where it came from. Can I hold it?
Ahem. I'm the one who got it, so I'll hold on to it.
But I spotted it first.
Yes? Well, then you should have grabbed it yourself.
Ah! 'Tis the legend of the old swamp coin kerfuffle.
Huh? Who are you? What are you?
I'm Sonia, and I am a stork. Can't you tell? Look at me.
I thought you were an egret or a gull.
What? How dare you? I'm a stork. That's really quite insensitive, human.
Well, I'm not a human. I'm an alien. So how dare you?
Can I just say that it's really dark in this swamp? Plus, I personally am not wearing my reading glasses, which I'm not sure is relevant to this moment, but I thought I'd share anyway.
So what's the legend of the old swamp coin kerfluffle?
You've never heard about the legend of the old swamp coin kerfuffle?
No, we haven't, but I feel like you're gonna tell us.
So the legend goes that if a coin is ever spotted in the waters of a swamp, it was put there by a swamp mermaid to divide friendships and cause kerfuffles.
Is there a better word than kerfluffle? It's kind of taking me out of this whole thing.
No, the word is kerfuffle.
Also, did you say mermaid?
Yes. A swamp coin is not something that should be taken, for it will only cause chaos, distrust, greed, and...
kerfluffles?
I do not like your attitude, blue-haired one.
Oh no, now the coin is causing a kerfluffle between you and me.
I'm just trying to tell the legend, but if you don't want to hear it, then I won't forewarn you. But it is my job as the swamp stork to make sure outsiders who pick up said coin are warned about their futures. The legend of the old swamp coin kerfuffle. Be warned!
Well, that was weird.
Yeah, I kind of miss Anthony.
So, where's the coin?
What coin?
No, I'm not going to get into a kerfluffle with you over a coin. I'm going to let it go. And speaking of, we should probably go. We don't exactly have all the time in the world to be sitting in a tree talking about a swamp coin.
Sounds good to me. Which way should we go? I think we're lost.
Lost in a swamp. Perfect. Let's go this way. Follow the reeds along the shore. I'm not seeing anything that can be turned into a sail, though.
Are we ever gonna get out of this swamp?
I'm not sure. Maybe I should hold the coin for a minute.
Oh, it's okay. I've got it. Can you believe that it was once held by a mermaid? That's amazing.
What was that?
Anthony, is that you? Maybe he'll like some acrobatics or silks.
It's you.
So things aren't looking too good for Bobby and I in this swamp. We've been antagonized by an alligator. Told a shifty story by a stork. I found a shiny coin, and now a mysterious figure has jumped out of the bushes at us. Who could that be? My little self can't take many more shocks. And will we ever find our way out of this swamp and back to Lucy Wow in the boat? Find out next time. And if you enjoyed this podcast and our many adventures with Lucy Wow, you can find her and many other fun shows by searching Go Kid Go wherever you get your podcasts. See you next time.
Do you love time machines, musicals, and jokes? Of course you do. That's why Story Pirates creator Danny Teeger made a brand new podcast called Musical Time Machine. Who says you can't have a dance party while learning about diverse trailblazers, from Abraham Lincoln and Harriet Tubman to George Washington Carver and Thomas Edison? Search for Musical Time Machine on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts to join the fun.